This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the 19th century, Skagway, Alaska was the entry point for fortune seekers headed for the Klondike Gold Rush. Now, these days, the economy is driven by people coming for the scenery. Skagway is a big stop for cruise ships. But the locals are wrestling with a modernization of the port, as Emily Files of Alaska station KHNS reports.
If you've ever been on a cruise to Alaska, chances are good you stopped in Skagway. This tiny town of 1,000 hosts about a million visitors in the summer.
Basically, it's our main economy.
That's Mayor Mark Schaefer. He's got a lot on his mind.
We're literally running out of time.
Skagway is teetering on the edge of losing a big share of the cruise market. Ships are getting more and more massive. To make room for them, Skagway needs to build a new dock. But it can't do that without permission. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is a gold rush relic turned tourist attraction, and a powerful one. The railroad has leased much of Skagway's port since the 1960s. John Finlayson is White Pass's president.
The proposal that we've made ensures that both parties will have benefit from the agreement.
His company wants at least 15 more years of guaranteed control over key pieces of the waterfront. Skagway has a choice. Say yes to the railroad and keep its hold on the cruise market, or say no and try to take back its waterfront. Mayor Schaefer supports the current arrangement.
It's not broken. Why fix it?
Here's another complicating layer. White Pass is the biggest employer in Skagway. In fact, Schaefer is a manager with the railroad, and half of the town's governing body works for the company. Despite the railroad's deep roots, not everybody supports giving it a longer lease. Gayla Heights was one of the critics who spoke out against the extended lease at recent public meetings.
Nobody trusts them.
To cruise ship visitors, this decision might not make much of a difference. If the big ships can't dock in Skagway, they'll just go to another Alaska port. But to the people in this tiny town, entire livelihoods could depend on it. In Skagway, Alaska, I'm Emily Files for Marketplace.